I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
I feel bad now I'm not giving you a filter.
Well, there's that one filter that...
The Kim Kardashian filter.
That, like, the glossy perfect skin.
Yeah.
One, with the little bit of eye opening.
Yeah, that's what I just used.
It's like the universal...
So I never have to wear makeup. I just have Snapchat.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. You guys, you have no idea how stoked I am for this next LA Startup Spotlight. It is awesome because I found this company in the most serendipitous way, and the founder has already, like, won over my heart with his generosity, kindness, patience, respect. I want you guys to check out getupcast.com. Hello, Drew.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Go ahead and introduce yourself, your name, your role, and your company.
I am Drew Doyon. I'm the founder and CEO of Upcast, and we created the first mobile app that lets models and actors audition by sending live photos and videos instead of outdated headshots.
And where in LA are you based?
In Santa Monica, California.
Cool. And if I remember correctly, you're a Rock.
I am at Rock, yes.
How did you end up at Rock's a popular co-working space in LA. It's fancy. How'd you end up at Rock?
It is fancy. First I started going to events at co-working spaces all over LA. I live in Santa Monica, so I was looking for something walking distance. So I've checked out the WeWorks and Cross Campus in Rock. Kind of has a different feel to it. It's really big. It's still very nice, and it's relatively inexpensive, which is nice when you're a startup.
Definitely nice when you're a startup. Now, you're not from LA, right?
I am not. I'm originally from Connecticut.
And so when did you move to LA?
I moved to LA in 2009, originally to pursue modeling and acting.
And when did you come up with the idea of Upcast?
Basically, I've been professionally modeling and acting for about 8 years, and I'd been getting busy, and I was getting involved in tech, and should I have a side job? And I started freelancing, and basically I was unable to make certain auditions, and a lot of times my agency would say, hey, can you send us a digital? And I thought, you know, we have all these incredible technology in our phones. Why am I not able to just take a picture and send it? Why do I have to drive 2 hours in traffic? Why do I have to sit in line for an hour just to have someone else take a picture of me that I could have taken myself?
Drew created this video that's hilarious. It's very Dollar Shave Club, the Old Spice video combination. It's well done, though, I thought, because a lot of people have tried to redo those types of videos, and then you just feel like you're just watching someone trying to redo those types of videos. And I felt like the way Drew executed on the video just really hit home with the pain point, even if you're not an actor. Like, I'm not an actor, and I just, knowing about the LA situation with parking, he just really touched on pain points that he created an emotional connectivity in the video. And it was a Facebook ad. And so I got to see GetUpcast, which is .com, or Upcast is the company name, on this Facebook ad. And I was just like, I have to have you on the We Are LA Tech podcast. This is great. But you just mentioned you come from an acting background. So where did tech come into play? And then what role do you play within Upcast?
Yeah, so I've always been enamored with tech in general. I created my first website when I was 13, but I didn't really have any idea what I was doing. I dabbled in Photoshop, and I always wanted to even do that when I was studying in college, just kind of get more into marketing and Photoshop and developing in general. And basically what modeling and acting allowed me to do is I had a little bit of free time. I started teaching myself to code and kind of learn the ins and outs of SEO. And I started just really doing it to help friends. I built a website for my mom. And then a buddy of mine said, hey, we're looking for salespeople for this cool startup. And it was the first time I ever walked into the room and actually saw coders. And I, like, the lights went off. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, I want to be in tech.
This is awesome.
And the cool thing about it was that it was a tech company. I was doing sales, but I wanted to really learn the ins and outs of the process. So I really started learning marketing. And then I started teaching myself to code. And from there, I had gotten other jobs in startups. And then I started freelancing for other startups doing marketing for them.
Now, when did you or did you let go of acting and modeling to pursue tech full time, or do you do both now?
For the most part, I still do modeling and acting, mostly print and commercial stuff. pursuing TV and film is kind of another animal in and of itself. I'm happy to get the work that I do. I do a lot of fitness modeling and commercial work here and there. But for the most part, this whole process started almost 20 months ago. We didn't start building until about 6 months ago when I finally raised funding. So it's been an extremely long process. So I haven't been able to, unfortunately, do it full time. So I've been modeling and acting throughout the process.
And by the way, you guys, I just have to say this because I'm born and raised LA. Like, Drew is nothing like a typical like actor model. He's like dope. Like, if you guys run into him on the street, like, definitely say hello. He's like, he brought me DK's donuts. Like, he's awesome. Like, if you guys don't know DK's, then you're definitely not in the startup world. So how many people are on your team?
It is me, and I have a software engineer.
You said that you guys were able to raise money. What was that journey like?
It was pretty crazy. So I originally had an investor on board, and it ended up falling through. And then I always wanted to build a team, and the entire point wasn't to really go about this on my own. And I found these incredible co-founders, and that fell through. And then I tried building it myself, and thought maybe I could hire a freelancer to build this with me. And then I met the investor last year, and it took a long time. It was probably about 7 months to close the deal. But it was just kind of a crazy long process. And during that time, it was always just me as a sole founder.
Do you mind if we really get into it? Because you said a lot of things that I think would help a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, one, do you mind sharing? And if it's not public, totally fine. But mm-hmm. Do you mind sharing how much you were able to raise?
Yeah. So I was able to raise $250,000 from an angel investor.
That's amazing. And I'd kind of like to take it back to sort of the beginning, because you said things like, I had an investor and then they fell out, and then I had founders and they fell out, and then I had, you know, you said a lot of those, and that's a really true thing for a lot of people and something that's not talked about a lot. So if it's okay with you, I'd love to get into that, how you built up the emotional stamina to keep moving forward and where you ended up finding your software engineer and meeting your investor.
Yeah. So from the beginning, I met somebody that thought the idea was good and said that they were interested in potentially investing. And that I'm so thankful for that first, you know, start of the process, because it really made me build a business plan. And they said, you know, just tell us what you want to build, how you would do it, and get really. And it was the first time that I really buckled down, and I had somebody tell me, you know, you have to go full force at something for at least, you know, 6 months, and just give it your go, because I had tried other things in the past. And basically, during the negotiations and the kind of relationship just kind of deteriorated a little bit, and it just ended up not being the right fit. But I was so grateful for everything that I learned during that process, kind of set me up as I move forward. And one of the kind of like stipulations was that they wanted me to go with like a dev shop. And I was, you know, I was like, oh, well, I want to have co-founders and I want to build this company. And that's what kind of really excited me about everything I'd read about the tech world. And it wasn't about like, you know, creating this business just for myself. So I started reaching out to pretty much every iOS developer that I could find on LinkedIn or AngelList, et cetera.
Like, you hustled it.
I also did. Well, I got no responses.
But you still hustled. It didn't stop the hustle.
No, yeah, I definitely was hustling. And I randomly tweeted somebody that was interested. And it was kind of like this amazing... that seemed like this amazing thing, that it was basically a couple that, you know, one was an amazing iOS engineer and the other was an amazing designer. And I thought that I had, you know, just found the most perfect partners.
Right.
And it just ended up not working out. They moved on to other things.
How did you emotionally handle that?
That was difficult, because after going through the investment kind of downfall, I was okay with that, because I was like, oh, now I get to do with the way I wanted to, and I already knew the company that I wanted to build and why I wanted to build it. But losing the co-founders, I really thought, you know, like, I'm not going to be able to find other people. I'd already put so much effort into trying to meet co-founders to believe in my idea and to want to build it, because a lot of people, especially I feel like here in Southern California, you know, the good developers, they already have really good, well-paying jobs here. Mm-hmm. And it definitely takes a lot, and I understand, to like put yourself out there to build something else, right, or someone else's idea. So it was just, I mean, it was a lot of support from girlfriend, friends, family. But there were definitely times where I thought, you know, I may have to get another job or do something and kind of put it on the back burner, and just hope that no one else does it, right, during that time.
And then where'd you end up meeting your current software engineer and your investor?
So my investor, I met through basically a friend of a friend. We had been in a similar social circle, but I knew that he was a very successful and entrepreneur here in Santa Monica. And I kind of just wanted his advice. And he had said the first time that he heard that I was, basically this was when I was trying to code the platform myself, you know, if you ever need any help, just let me know. I'm happy to help. And he's very busy running his very successful companies. And I never really expected anything to come of it. And as everything progressed with Upcast and kind of just, I was prepared to basically start pitching it. I was already trying to enter pitch festivals and stuff like that. So I felt pretty comfortable when he asked, like, what are you working on, to kind of give him a little bit of a piece of like what I was trying to do. And he, by running a company, he had shot commercials and run print campaigns. So he understood the pain points, and asked who else was doing it. And no one was. And he said that he was interested in investing. During that time, I was also talking to basically a freelance developer, you know, trying to figure out how I could fund this myself just to get an MVP, just to show, you know, because the hardest part of this whole process has been being a solo entrepreneur, getting anybody to kind of take you seriously without having a team. So it was to actually meet with a technical founder and CEO of a company that actually saw what I brought to the table, even though I couldn't build the platform myself, was kind of the affirmation that I needed.
That's so cool. How, I mean, we were kind of just talking about this, but how has LA, the LA tech ecosystem, help accelerate your growth?
To be honest,
yeah,
nothing really has accelerated. I think that it's also probably partially my fault. I'm not very good at networking. And I haven't really met the kind of people to, or I haven't been blessed with those type of, you know, mentors that have told me like, go to this accelerator, go here, do this. But my investor has been amazing in the ways that he's been able to help. But yeah, it's kind of another thing with being kind of on your own. You even when you are in those co-working spaces, you know, you still feel like the kind of the clickiness sometimes of the companies, right, that are running and or that have office space. And Rock is amazing. I'm meeting some amazing people, but it wasn't until I got funding that I even entered into that type of space.
Right.
So a lot of this has been new and just reading and researching, yeah, at home, really.
No, and I love honesty. Like, so I'm all for it. So there are so many people listening right now. Who would you like to be connected to?
I would love to be connected to people in the entertainment space. There's definitely, I feel like all mentors or partners or everything aren't obviously made equal. And because of the unique space that we're in, it'd be great to be connected with some tech movers in the entertainment mobile space, or just the entertainment space in general.
So people that are built, like, are you familiar with Digital LA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you been to any Digital LA events?
I have not.
So, no, he's making like a sad face. It's fine. But Digital LA is a great one. But the reason why We Are LA Tech exists is to support you. And so you guys, if you have a tech company based in the entertainment space, I want you to connect with Drew. I'm telling you, like, even though I just met Drew, you guys know I'm a good people reader, and he is like worth connecting with. How can people connect with you?
You can find me, Drew Doyon, on every social network, and get Upcast for everything Upcast.
And how do you spell your name, your last name?
It's D-O-Y-O-N, as in Nancy.
Awesome. Drew, thank you so much for sharing your story with We Are LA Tech. I absolutely am so excited to have you on the show. Like, how did you, you know, before we like conclude, how'd you go about making the video? Like, so many, that's a thing. So many people want to make startup videos. How did you make that video, which is how I found you?
So basically, I had scripted the video. I knew the pain points in the industry that I wanted to target, and I had the idea for the video before even really the company even came to fruition. And my background in marketing, I just knew that that was how I really wanted to initially target people. And I knew I was going to do it through social marketing just because of how niche we were able to get in LA. And so the video really had to touch on the pain points. But that is the side of the business that I do know actors, and I did know people in production, so it was a little bit easier to put that production together. But it was just a really amazing collaboration of people of just putting their time and energy into making something extremely, extremely low budget, but making something quality that everybody kind of believed in, and everyone could kind of could relate to all the pain points that we were creating.
Awesome. Well, I think it was an incredible video. Where can people check out your video?
You can find it on YouTube if you search Upcast app, and also on Facebook. We may already be targeting you, but but if you go to facebook.com/getupcast, you'll see the video.
Drew, thank you so much for being on the We Are LA Tech podcast and making time and being patient to be on to be on the show. Really appreciate it. If you guys want to connect deeper into the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. There's over 800 amazing people waiting to connect with you. And as you know, we have the Experience Club, which is epic. We do escape rooms, horseback rides, and all sorts of groovy things with LA tech engineers, investors, founders, product designers, everybody. It's so much fun. Go to wearelatech.com/club. That's wearelatech.com/club. I will see you guys, hear you guys something in the next episode. Bye. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.